Good morning. Thank you for joining us for the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I've known about this hour for over a year, and now that it's here, I'm going to do my best to get through it. Good times, great memories, and literally thousands of educational moments over the last 23 years with Tom on horticulture, gardening, and his lessons on life. Tom, Joni, and I will be talking about those good times with many more to come. You can call Tom at 1-888-455-2967 with your gardening questions, or you can text at 23680. So join Tom, Joni, Colton, and me for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens on Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
One of the most spectacular sights of the Olympics is the Parade of Nations during the opening ceremonies. Athletes from over 200 nations, different cultures, skin colors, languages. It's really a beautiful picture of a very diverse group coming together under the banner of the Olympic Games. Maybe you've never thought about it before, but the Parade of Nations gives us a glimpse of what heaven will be like. The Bible says there'll be a great multitude of people from every nation, tribe, and language assembling under the banner of Jesus. How do we get to take part in this wonderful celebration? Through faith in Him. So if there's such diversity in heaven, doesn't it make sense to love our fellow man right now? Don't wait until heaven. Seek to love those around you with the love of Jesus. If we would just do this today, the world would truly be a better place. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Hey Tom, it's Randy Schultz, and I wanted to say congratulations on your retirement. On behalf of all the folks at Summit Responsible Solutions, you know, we've been advertising on your show forever, and I've been a guest on the show many times. We're going to miss you, dude, but call into Teresa now and then and tell us what you're up to, because we don't want you to disappear altogether. But hey, congratulations and have a great retirement.
Good morning and welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. That was Randy Schultz,
yes,
and he will be on next week.
Very good.
So I'm looking forward to talking with him. I'm Teresa Watkins, horticulturist, landscape designer, and garden author. In August of 1999, I met Tom in person for the first time. I'd been working in a garden nursery when an opportunity with the University of Florida Extension in Orange Lake and Seminole County came up, and I applied for the position. It was about a new environmental water conservation program teaching homeowners the 9 principles of Florida-friendly landscaping. I got the job. And on my first day sitting in my new office on Michigan Street, I was putting together my thoughts on exactly what I should be doing. I had a very clean desk, and I had an idea. And I went into Tom's office, and I said, "Tom, what do you think about doing this?" And I told him my idea, and he said, "Teresa, it's your program. Sounds good." And I was thinking, okay. The next day, I had another idea, and I went into Tom's office, and I explained my idea. And Tom said with a smile, "Teresa, it's your program. Sounds good." And I left again thinking, okay. And on Wednesday morning, into Tom's office, I went with another idea. And Tom said, "Teresa, it's your program." I left the office for the third time that it finally sunk in. Wow, it's my program. And I've never looked back, Tom. At a very critical point in my life, your support, respect, your lessons, and some of those lessons were tough. And I know what you know what those are, I have to admit, but every bit of advice, concern, appreciation, generosity, and friendship over the years that you shared with me has brought me to this moment in my career and life. On Saturday mornings, on my way driving to teach a Florida-friendly workshop or a talk or an event, I always listen to Tom and Joni on Better Lawns and Gardens. For the last 20 years, I've had the fortunate opportunity to have you as a boss, a mentor, and a friend. I can't thank you enough.
Teresa, it's your program. And I'll tell you, Teresa has a lot of great ideas and coming up, and so it's really going to be kind of neat for all the things, but it is your program. And somebody wrote us and said, well, what's going to happen to the program? The program is here. It's Better Lawns and Gardens. It's going to stay.
It's going to continue.
And with great leadership, Teresa will be at the helm here, but she's going to have great guests. And who knows? She might even invite me back every once in a while.
Every once in a while. I would love that. And speaking of working at the Michigan office, one of the other great extension agents was Tom Wickman, and he's with us right now. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? And congratulations.
Well, thank you. All the way from Gainesville. You know, we worked together for many years at the Extension Center, and you moving up to Gainesville to be there with your favorite Gators at the University and Horticulture Department was a big loss to us. And we really have appreciated all you did. And I have to tell people, you used to fill in on Better Lawns and Gardens occasionally when I was on vacation, and you were one of the few people that were able to do it very well. And I remember one time, maybe twice, you filled in when I lost my voice. Do you remember that?
Uh-huh, I do.
And I'd be sitting there with you, and I'd be trying to get a word out. And you would do it. Yeah, so how's everything in Gainesville? Yeah.
Go ahead, Tom. I'm sorry.
No, I just wondered how everything in Gainesville was with you. You're in the BMP program now, right?
Definitely. Teaching the landscape professionals how to maintain landscapes and protect our environment. And everything's going really well with the Florida-Friendly Landscaping Program. And, things are going really well, and it's a lot of fun. I sure appreciate all you did for me over the years, teaching me how to, do radio. You work with me on TV, and, we got to do so many things together. You taught me how to be a county agent. So, I respect your horticultural knowledge so much, and I appreciate all you've shared with me over the years. Do you have a favorite plant that you're into these days?
You know, I'm into the bulbs. I like my amaryllis and my gladiolas, and I always have liked bulbs, and Teresa gave me one today.
Yes, toad lilies.
So I haven't grown that one, but it's just something I've always enjoyed. Started up in Maryland with the tulips, daffodils, hyacinths, iris. You know, if I still lived in Maryland, I would go broke because I'd be buying all those different tulips and daffodils, and they're starting to charge money for them these days.
They are.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah, the tropical bulbs are something that I think are very underutilized.
I do too.
And, I'll have to trade with you. I've got some things that I think you'd like, so I'll have to get with you and see if we can't swap some.
That sounds good.
Tom, I'm here.
she wants some too. I tell you what, you share them with me, and then I will multiply them and share them with Teresa.
There you go. Share alike.
And Teresa, I know you're going to do awesome.
Thank you.
Your experience is, second to none. You're out there. I enjoyed working with you on the television show that we did this past season on Flip My Florida Yard, and so that was kind of fun. And I'll help you any way I can, and certainly we'll share plans.
Thank you. Well, I will be contacting you. Thank you for your support, Tom.
Yep. See, we're all family. It's a big family.
There
here.
You go. Thank you so much.
Exactly.
Thanks, Tom.
Hey, Tom, one more time, congratulations, and congratulations to Joni as well. And, I look forward to hearing the show continue on.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. We appreciate it. And good luck to you.
Thanks so much. Mm-hmm.
So, Tom, on your very first day of your first job, you weren't Tom McCubbin, Professor Emeritus, or the plant doctor. What was your first step in the journey that led you here?
You know, I started working for Extension up in Maryland. I was teaching at the University of Maryland, working on my doctorate degree, which I did not complete. Family got too large too quick, and I worked for Extension there. And the job in Florida came available. And I didn't even realize it was where Disney was, to be honest with you.
Ah.
And a friend of mine was working for the University of Florida. He recently moved to the University of Florida. He said, "Why don't you apply for it?" And I applied for the Smithsonian Institute. They were starting a horticulture program. And I applied to Florida. And I got both of the jobs. And I had to decide what to do. And so the Smithsonian job was going to be horticulture for the Smithsonian and Meriwether Post Pavilion.
They have a beautiful garden,
yeah,
botanical garden.
And other areas. And then they started talking snow removal. and I started to look at the Florida job, and I said, there's no snow removal there that I knew of. And I also needed the experience, because one of the persons who interviewed me for the Smithsonian job was from Florida. And he said, "What's your tropical experience?" And I had to admit I didn't have any. So I had the opportunity to move here. And so I did. And, I spent, almost 50 years. Next year will be 50 years.
Wow,
in Florida,
that's great.
So
you and Disney, you and Epcot.
Yeah, I did a lot with Disney and Epcot over the years for the Flower and Garden Festival. So that was some great times also. But I came right after Disney came, and in the early years, I would help them with some of their plant problems down there.
Yeah, no, you've been so helpful, and I know that they're going to miss you too as well. So just a couple of quick ones. Congratulations, enjoy your retirement. Do you know what's going to be in place of your weekly show? And we've said that.
Yeah.
Better Lawns and Gardens is
not
continuing.
Stopping. Not,
we're going to be here next week.
We'll be here forever. Better Lawns and Gardens, in some form, has been here for probably 60 years.
On the radio.
And it started with a good friend who passed away over a year ago now, Randy Knight. And he started it on air. And it has continued in some form various names. I think at that time it was Pool and Floor Gardening Hour or something like that. And then it became Better Lawns and Gardens eventually.
Wow.
And then I had it for 33 years, going on 34 now. And now Teresa has it for the next 33 years.
There you go. What a legacy. Randy Knight and Tom McCubbin, that's amazing. So I'm very excited about that. So Tom and Davenport, that is your answer there. And then it said, "Tom, for years I've depended on letting me know when to start my spring tomato seeds. Could you repeat the date so I can put it in my reminders? Good luck.
Mine are up and growing right now. So get them started as soon as possible, because the transplants go into the garden anytime between mid-August, and tomorrow is the first day of August, by the way, mid-August and the first of September.
Right. This is the time for your fall, because we're lucky here in Florida we can do it twice a year.
We can plant tomatoes. So it's I go August the 15th to get the transplants in the ground, and March the 1st also.
Exactly.
Yeah, and Joni's saying she's been on radio also. Yes, she's been there.
We are going to discuss that.
She has been faithful, just like Horton the Elephant, faithful 100% when I can get her out of bed on Saturday mornings.
So this text message just says, "Congratulations, Tom and Joni, on your retirement, sharing your wealth of horticultural knowledge in so many ways on the air and in so many venues like the Florida Wildflower. Association will have lasting impact on so many people.
Yeah, and I will probably, I'll be there. You know, I'm still doing all the programs and the events, and I have a bunch of them and coming up in talk. So if you want to email me, you certainly can do that. Tom Mack, 1996
at AOL.com. You've had that for years. And we're getting on our Facebook page. We want everyone to go on our Facebook page and like it. And you can ask your questions on that page, too. And we have, let's see, the comments on it. We had Linda. Everybody has that book, The Month-by-Month Gardening in Florida, which I have. It's well-worn. It's been well-used. And it's a special thing.
Yours is well-worn. I wish I could get you another one of those, but that edition is long gone, and that was the first edition, and that was the best edition.
It was. It was great. It was super. So, Tom, if I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. I just can say that sincerely. But did you have anyone who helped you along?
You know, I was got started in a time when there wasn't a whole lot of help out there. I guess the person who really helped me the most was a professor at the University of Maryland named Frank Guin, and he was the extension specialist there, and he really helped me with programs and got me started. And then I had another good friend, his name was Dick Wooten, and he was an extension agent also and became an extension director at, I think, Kansas State University.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Well, if you have a gardening question, now's the time to call Tom at 1-888-LAWNS or 455-2967. Or you can text Tom at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Teresa Watkins is an award-winning horticulturist and landscape designer in Central Florida. Give her a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
One of the most spectacular sights of the Olympics is the Parade of Nations during the opening ceremonies. Athletes from over 200 nations, different cultures, skin colors, languages. It's really a beautiful picture of a very diverse group coming together under the banner of the Olympic Games. Maybe you've never thought about it before, but the Parade of Nations gives us a glimpse of what heaven will be like. The Bible says there'll be a great multitude of people from every nation, tribe, and language assembling under the banner of Jesus. How do we get to take part in this wonderful celebration? Through faith in Him. So if there's such diversity in heaven, doesn't it make sense to love our fellow man right now? Don't wait until heaven. Seek to love those around you with the love of Jesus. If we would just do this today, the world would truly be a better place. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Tom, Kay Stelling here. Back in 1988, when I was program and news director for the Florida Radio Network, when we first launched Better Lawns and Gardens, we knew there was only one person for the job, and that was you, Tom. Gardeners throughout the state have enjoyed your gardening advice and your fun personality. We're sure going to miss you, Tom, but we say happy retirement.
Kay Stelling, yeah, she started me on this road because they needed somebody to fill the program. They had lost their host for Better Lawns and Gardens, and or whatever the name was at that time. And so I told her no, I didn't want to do it. why would I want to get up on Saturday mornings at 5 o'clock and do it? And, you know, we kept talking, and finally, I think we started off with four stations, four affiliates, maybe six, I'm not sure. But Kay Stelling really got me started on this road here, and twisted my arm, you might say. And I remember that back in 1988. It was May of 1988.
Wow. Now you're on over 20 stations. You're on iHeartRadio, yep, iTunes, and Amazon.
Teresa's now on that many.
Okay, so we've got some. Peterson Nursery said that they are going to email you this week about your March talk.
Okay.
Because you're still going to be doing talk.
Yep.
And congratulations on retiring. And Joni, too, they said they can't wait to see you. They are repotting orchids this morning at 10 to noon at Peterson Nursery in Lakeland. Thanks for having, or have a nice gardening day, and just bring in two plants per couple, and that's Howie, Karen, and Charlene.
Yes.
Now, here's the next text message that says, Tom and Joni, now what am I supposed to do with my Saturday mornings? Congratulations on a legacy that defies description. All the best. Tony DeSormier.
That's your husband.
That's my husband. I'm sitting right here.
He can come in with you. Yeah, he can get up and come in with you. Can he, Joni?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to find out how you got Joni to do that, too. So. And then this other one says, thank you, Tom and Joni, for all the wonderful information over the years. I still have one of the first books you authored back in the 90s. Funny thing is that my then toddler colored on some of the pages and now has used the same book for her own yard 30 years later, full circle. Enjoy some much earned leisure time.
Oh, that's very, very nice. Now, I'll tell you how Joni got started this. Well, when I would come and do the program, she'd come with me and sit with me and keep me awake or whatever. I'd keep her awake. But we were down at Disney, and she'd go down there with us also.
Oh, yeah, right.
And at that time, we had a person doing, answering the phone calls, heard what she does, and that person retired from that. He moved on. It was something that a young person did while they were in transit, you might say. And so Joni volunteered to do it, and that's how it got started. And I was down at the Disney MGM studio. That's what it was called at that time, not Disney Hollywood.
Right.
And we had all different kind of great people come through, didn't we, Joan? Joan had back rubs by one of the Disney relatives. And I think Ed McMahon came through and gave her a back rub. And these stars were real people. And they were very kind and very nice, and so we appreciated being able to do that.
That's wonderful. I always wondered how he roped you in, Joni, so that's good. So Linda says, Tom, enjoy your sleeping in on Saturdays. You and Joni have been part of my Saturday morning routine for decades. Best wishes to you both, Linda. And then Jennifer Hitchcock says, congrats, Tom. I still have my copy of Month by Month Gardening. And then Monique Swan says, I do too. So very nice.
We appreciate each and every one of them.
That's
for sure. Can we sneak in one of these questions?
Let's go. Unless you have
something you want to do.
No, I'll go.
Go ahead. You first.
You sure?
Your program.
Okay.
Remember, Teresa, it's your program.
So we both saw technology change over the years from just using mics and plant props to using computers, PowerPoints, text messages, and Zoom. One of my most memorable conversations we had was the time I was telling you about the previous night's talk where my computer equipment failed to work, so I couldn't show my PowerPoint and I just had to speak, which I did. It went very well. And your advice to me was simple. You said, slides, Teresa, slides. Do you have any moments, not today, but do you have any moments when you spoke at an event that it didn't go as planned?
Yeah. And it wasn't here in Florida. It was in North Dakota.
North Dakota?
I had won an award for extension work here in Florida, okay? And so I went up there. I had my slide projector, or they had a slide projector, I guess. And I put my slides on. I had 15 minutes to do the program. That was it. It was short programs. 15 minutes, started the slides up, and the ball blows. And I told the people, don't go anywhere, stay there. Extension agents can change the bulb in 3 minutes. In less than 3 minutes, I had the slide projector up and running again.
That's wonderful.
Luckily, they had an extra bulb.
They had an extra bulb. We were talking about that at GardenCom this week. It's what you just have to have multiples of everything when you go out and do a talk. So.
Yeah. Here's a neat one. My former director had a talk with the governor, and he had his slide projectors at extension court. He had two slide projectors, and he was going up to the governor's house up in Tallahassee. And he went up there, and he had it all set up and was giving a talk, and electricity went out.
Yeah. What do you do then?
You can't carry a generator, but he was good enough that he could carry it on and convince the governor whatever it was that he needed. And so, but you know, you just can't be ready enough.
No, you can't.
And you've got to depend on yourself because you don't know. One time when I was doing radio one time here, and I got a call the night before, and it said, the phone lines are down. You're going to have to give a two-hour lecture. And so everything else was working. I mean,
Most people would just freeze.
Yeah. And so you don't know. The other time was when Lady Di died, and we had no callers or anything, and we didn't even know where we were up on the air in various areas.
Right,
and so that was a two-hour lecture also.
Wow.
Sad time, but, you know, you had to stay on the air.
You sure you did. So some of your award-winning books that you've written and co-written are considered gardening classics, like This Month by Month. How many books have you written, and which one was the most fun to write?
You know, I've written probably about 10 books all total, and revisions and stuff like that, maybe a couple more. I've lost track, I'll be honest with you. But Month by Month Gardening is one of my favorite ones, the oldest one. If you can get an old copy, has more chapters in it. But I also like The Edible Landscape also.
I do,
which
too.
Which is one of my favorites.
That was a great one.
Yeah.
So let's go to Alan in Melbourne. Good morning, Alan.
Hello, Alan.
Yes. Hi, is that me?
You're there.
Alice. Oh, okay.
It's Alice. But that's
oh, Alice. Alice. Oh, there okay. you go, Alice. Okay.
I'm going to miss you terribly, too. And I did send you an email about that, Tom. So I don't know if you saw it. But
I saw it. I haven't had time to answer it, but I will.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I have torpedo grass in my yard. I bought it when I bought the house, and I've tried to get rid of it, and I've given up. Now I am just seeding in between. I put some black dirt down, and I'm putting seed down, and I'm wondering if that's going to be the answer to filling in and helping my yard, or do I have to just dig the whole thing up like I was told?
Well, with the improved soil and things like that, torpedo grass is going to like it that much more.
Yeah.
So you either have to get a love for torpedo grass. Does kind of look like St. Augustine. Mow it. It kind of looks similar.
It's green.
It's green. Or you go to the effort, Alice, of taking everything out, but you're going to have to kill the torpedo grass first. You're going to have to go through with something like Roundup or Finale or something to take out the torpedo grass. Then you can talk about restarting. But it's going to take some time to get that torpedo grass out.
It may take two or three applications,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly, over a period of a couple of months. Because the torpedo grass has these big rhizomes underground, and it's just going to continue to run. Yeah, so it's going to take time. Yeah.
Well, I think I'll just keep mowing it and add in the seed and hope for the best.
Yeah.
I'll mow it.
Mow it. It's green. I don't know anything it likes torpedo grass right now, but there'll be something eventually.
Okay. And then I ask you about roses, too, whether it's best to cut the rhizomes off when they've budded out and keep those trimmed off.
Keep the old buds off. We normally trim the roses back. Even the bush roses, like knockout
drift roses,
we will prune them periodically. They're kind of self-cleaning, but it still looks a little rough around the edges.
I do it just to doodle in the garden. You know, I just take my scissors and just cut them off. They don't need it to rebloom, but you can.
I like your words, doodle in the garden.
Doodle in the garden.
Yeah, I'd cut them off, Alice. If you know,
I would too.
If I was out in the garden, I'd doodle in the garden and cut them off.
Okay, and it's okay to trim roses back to even this time of the year?
We do light grooming. Yeah. We don't do heavy pruning right now. If you were going to go for a rose show, some of my good rose-growing friends used to cut them back in August or so, but they were preparing the plants for a rose show in October or so. We don't normally do heavy pruning at this time, although if it was one of the bush roses again, like knockout, or the drift ones, you could do some fairly heavy pruning if you needed to.
Sure,
Teresa?
Sure. It's the right time of year because it's summertime, it's growing, and so it'll flush back out.
As long as they're healthy plants.
Yes, as long as they're healthy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And God bless you.
Okay.
Thank you, Alice.
Bye-bye. Same to you.
So this says, Saturday mornings just won't be the same without you two. Enjoy every moment of your retirement, Mia.
Okay, we will.
We will. And so we are going to be back. So if you have a gardening question, you can give us a call at 1-888-455-LAWNS, or you can text us at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Visit us on the web at betterlawns.com and on our Facebook page at BLG Radio. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
One of the most spectacular sights of the Olympics is the Parade of Nations during the opening ceremonies. Athletes from over 200 nations, different cultures, skin colors, languages. It's really a beautiful picture of a very diverse group coming together under the banner of the Olympic Games. Maybe you've never thought about it before, but the Parade of Nations gives us a glimpse of what heaven will be like. The Bible says there'll be a great multitude of people from every nation, tribe, and language assembling under the banner of Jesus. How do we get to take part in this wonderful celebration? Through faith in Him. So if there's such diversity in heaven, doesn't it make sense to love our fellow man right now? Don't wait until heaven. Seek to love those around you with the love of Jesus. If we would just do this today, the world would truly be a better place. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Visit us on the web at betterlawns.com and on our Facebook page at BLG Radio. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're
you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
And Joni, this is Lori Stout, and I want to tell you that working with you was such a pleasure. One of my favorite things that we used to do together was to go to Sweet Tomatoes for our birthday lunches. We should keep doing that. Well, God bless you both, and enjoy your retirement.
Oh, thank you, Lori. Yes, we did had a great time at the luncheons, and used to be a whole gang of us, and Lori, of course, marketed our program also, which was really nice, and I appreciate all the efforts from all the people in the marketing departments, and we'd go out, and at birthdays, we'd celebrate birthdays, any reason to celebrate.
Any reason to eat.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. We have, let me just say this at the show, Teresa, with Tom retiring, will you continue the program? And she says, I hope so. But Better Lawns and Gardens isn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
It's going to be here every Saturday morning with me, Teresa Watkins, from 7 to 9.
Yep, Teresa, it's your program.
There you go. And so we're going to go to Greg and Stuart.
Okay. Hi, Greg.
Good morning, Greg.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey, quick question. I have a little gem magnolia tree, and it's been in the ground about 15 years. But the leaves seem to be getting sparse, be the best way to put it. Less and less leaves, and the flowers seem to be getting smaller.
Yeah. You know, it's taken me a number of years to realize that little gem does this. And it tends to thin out over time. And it's not nice and full like the other varieties.
The grandiflora, right.
Yes, yes.
So it's pretty normal, Greg.
Oh, it is.
It is normal. Okay.
Now we don't want heavy leaf loss from it, but they'll thin some leaves at this time of year naturally anyway.
And just seems like there's less leaves than there was before. And I fertilize with the fruit tree fertilizer I have for the avocado, mango type of thing. Is that right?
Yeah, that's fertilizer? Fine. You know, fertilizer
is fertilizer.
Fertilizer, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We just put different names on it and change the analysis a little bit, but yeah, it'll work just fine for you. But it's not abnormal for little gem to thin out and be a more open tree. Doesn't mean it's going to die or anything. But, you know, if you're losing lots and lots of leaves, then there may be some other problem.
A root problem, yeah. A rot problem, or something like that.
And I ran into some that had irrigation problems in the spring, and they had thinned out, but they've regained most of their foliage now.
That's great.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it should come back if I just continue the program. So.
Just continue maintaining it, watering it, fertilizing it, you know, on a regular, consistent basis. You'll be fine.
Oh, okay. Tom, I've lived for years. Going to miss you.
Well,
I really, you know, wish you and Joni a great vacation, retirement.
Vacation. That's what it's going to be. Thanks, Greg. I appreciate it. And Teresa's going to be here to continue the torch, you might say.
There you go. Well, we have Ed Thralls on the line.
Well,
good morning, Ed.
Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Teresa.
You were last week, Ed. You're a week off here.
I'm also in the wrong time slot.
Exactly right.
But I wanted to call in and congratulate you again, Tom, on your retirement. I want to thank Joni for all the support she's given you so you could become the extension agent and the radio host you are.
Isn't that
and
true?
And Teresa, it's your program. I wanted to also thank you, Tom, for taking a chance on a 59-year-old who received a brand-new Bachelor of Science degree in horticulture. So I got my start with Extension, and you were my mentor for a couple of years. I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you. You've done a great job, that's for sure. And you're going to be hanging it up at the end of September, right?
Yes, I will. It's been a wonderful time, 15 years in the Extension office, and I've been a regular on your show long enough now to become some kind of a minor celebrity. I had a lady stop me in Publix the other day when she saw my name tag and recalled my name from the radio show.
There you go. Well, I hope you're going to continue to want to come on, Ed.
I do want to do that. I'll be available whatever you might need, Teresa. Just don't hesitate to call. And again, thank you very, very much, Tom, and congratulations on your retirement.
Well, thank you, Ed. And people don't realize how talented you are with
what a background.
Electrical engineering degree, information technology degree, and then you ended up with the horticulture degree, and you did so many great things for
that
the
beautiful
extension.
Beautiful exploration garden at the extension office is just amazing.
Yep. You've done amazing
things. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right,
I'm in the middle of my walk, so I'm going to get back onto the steps here. I'm just
Thank you, Ed. We'll be in touch.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And so, you know, tell me, Tom, when let's see, what are you what are some of the favorite questions that you wanted to get answered?
You know, I have a whole list here. I don't know if I go through and pick out any one. Let's see. Here's one here we're going to be getting pretty soon. What vegetables do we plant during the fall?
Sure, it's coming up on that time of the year.
And I just want to tell everybody that I consider the fall garden starting very shortly. And we're going to be planting the tomatoes and the peppers starting the middle of August through maybe the first week in September. And then in October, we pick up on all the cool season crops. We are so lucky to live in Florida.
We are. We are. Those root vegetables are good. And I just want to say that the website, betterlawns.com, is going to have those to-dos, monthly to-dos, where we're going to tell you, you know, keep the tradition going of telling you what to do each month in your garden and what to plant.
Yeah.
So that's we're going to have a little bit of changes, but everything's going to stay practically the same. So they can still send in their questions and they can still listen to the show on Saturday mornings.
Yeah. So everything's going to pretty much stay the same. And Teresa's going to make some interesting changes during the program. One of them, I think, is going to really be neat. You got to tune in to hear it.
It's going to be fun. A lot of fun next week when you tune in. It'll be just a good tradition of just keeping education going for Florida gardeners. We're just going to help you, even all the new ones. You're going to become a great gardener.
Yes, no doubt about it, with your help.
There you go. So, you have another question. We've still got a little bit more time for you to get in if you'd like to say goodbye to Tom and Joni. And you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Is your bathroom looking old and worn out? Want to update it, but you don't know where to start? Then let VCI Bath and Shower show you how to turn that old bath into an aisle of beauty and functionality. Our residential bathroom solutions provide the best value on the market, and our customer service is second to none. Our cost-effective VCI Bath and Shower family of products has what you need.
Remodeling our bathroom was a big decision for us.
They didn't make a mess out of our house at all. And at the end of the day, we had a beautiful new bathroom. And it was a great experience the whole way through.
We have the best monthly payment programs in the industry, with payments as low as $68 per month, or no interest, no payments for 18 months. That's right. Get the bathroom of your dreams now and pay for it in 2022. Call 1-800-961-7639 for a free no-obligation price quote. That's 1-800-961-7639. When you want quality bathroom products at a great price, it's got to be BCI Bath and Shower. That's 1-800-961-7639.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
One of the most spectacular sights of the Olympics is the Parade of Nations during the opening ceremonies. Athletes from over 200 nations, different cultures, skin colors, languages. It's really a beautiful picture of a very diverse group coming together under the banner of the Olympic Games. Maybe you've never thought about it before, but the Parade of Nations gives us a glimpse of what heaven will be like. The Bible says there'll be a great multitude of people from every nation, tribe, and language assembling under the banner of Jesus. How do we get to take part in this wonderful celebration? Through faith in Him. So if there's such diversity in heaven, doesn't it make sense to love our fellow man right now? Don't wait until heaven. Seek to love those around you with the love of Jesus. If we would just do this today, the world would truly be a better place. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hi, Tom. Jim Underwood here. As former Florida News Network sales manager, I have such great memories of working with you and your program sponsors. All of your advertisers over the years have had a tremendous respect for your knowledge of the business and your ability to pass that knowledge on to your listeners. I've never ceased to be amazed at the depth of that knowledge, and I have yet to see you stumped by a listener's question. What a fantastic run you and Joni have had on Better Lawns and Gardens. And my best wishes to you both as two of the nicest people I know. Continue to enjoy your time in the garden, Tom. You've certainly earned it.
Thank you, Jim. Yes, we've had a good time and a good run together. It really, really has been nice. And Jim was a great person. If you had any problems with anything with the productions or here, he could help. And he also, when I did promos, he'd cut a lot of the promos for me.
Oh, wonderful.
Which was kind of neat. And he could piece them together. It was really neat. The technology that has changed these days since we've had all these things. Let Joni and I have a few words here at the end. I think I've mentioned a lot of the things about the program. We've been doing it for 33, going on 34 years now, and it started about 40 years ago, probably with Randy Knight, maybe longer than that. I didn't know if I wanted to do radio. I don't know. Joni, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah. And I didn't know whether I wanted to do radio, but I got talked into it, and so we've done it all these years.
Yes.
And you've had fun, right?
Yeah.
Joni's had a real group of followers. I'd go to give talks, and they say, "Hi, Tom, where's Joni?"
Joni's fans.
Joni had a fan club. There's doubt about that. And we've made many great friends and had many great guests, and they'll still be our friends, of course. And you've heard many of them during the program here, ones that have been great. And Joni, of course, has been my companion in life. And during his adventure, I would say it's been fun, and we've had a good time. And we want to thank Jim Poling, who is the director of operations for the Florida News Network and program director for the local, our flagship station. And so his guidance, we saw, I think, one of the first times I walked into my first radio spot, which was kind of in a closet, Jim was there. We appreciated that. And so we'll still be happy to answer your emails, give presentations, write newspaper columns. And I've been doing that for over 50 years, so it's been a good while. And we appreciate every one of you. And we've left the program in great hands, not just good hands, but great hands. And Teresa's going to do a great job. Anything you want to add, Joni?
Well,
this is your last chance.
Yes, I know. It's been wonderful here. And nice guy here next
Colton,
to me that
yes.
helps
Thank you.
Me.
Yes. And Colton's done a great job. And
yes.
I know he'll be here with Teresa. And they want to know who's going to answer the phone calls.
Colton will.
Colton's going to do it.
That's me.
Yeah, he'll be taking care of it.
So Tom, we've got Reagan in Melbourne.
Yeah, we're going to have to be.
Really quick.
Yeah, Joni, that's all the calls we have time for is what's up there. Go ahead.
Hi, it's Reggie in Melbourne, longtime caller. Just want to say thanks for all the great years. And just want to remind you of something out of the past. Remember, you used to have feedabee.org where you would get people to send in and get seeds.
Yeah.
And one of the best pieces of advice you ever gave me, and I just gave away my first pineapple of the season, was pick it a day early, not a day late, so the animals don't get to them.
You're exactly right. Yeah, no doubt about that. Thank you,
Reggie. Let's go really quick to Roy. Roy, we only have 30 seconds.
Hello, Tom.
Yes, hello.
Congratulations to you guys, and happy gardening.
Well, thank you. You had a problem with a papaya tree?
Oh, I just want to know if I had to do anything special with it once I topped it.
No, just fertilize it and water it, and you should be fine.
Okay, I don't have to cap it, do anything, right?
No.
Just when you top it, cut it at a little slant.
Yeah,
water will run off and won't
All right. Thank you so much, Roy. Hey. I hope you keep calling in. All right. Tom, there's a real text message from John in Kissimmee. He worked with you at Disney in 85. He knew nothing about Florida landscapes. Then he found your radio show, and he bought all your books, and he's become a very accomplished landscape professional.
How about that?
That's wonderful.
From Disney, yeah.
And then Sandy says, count me in on any trips you get that you take in your retirement. She started out going with you on your travels, so that was Sandy.
How about that?
And then
yes.
Tom and Joni, thank you for all the years of great advice. I often think back about the wonderful trip to Ireland that you organized. Congratulations on your retirement. She's going to be keeping your email address for when she has questions, but she's also going to be listening to me.
Yeah, sure.
And so that's wonderful. And so lots of great questions here. We have Ivan. Can we
quickly.
Real quickly, Ivan, in Haines City, you've got 30 seconds, hon.
Yes, hi. I am a new caller. I just got you. I'm a disabled veteran. I've been on therapy. I'm from Desert Storm in Panama, and I love gardening. My therapist says to start gardening and help me with my PTSD. I just want to ask you if you knew of anyone, any organization, or any university that might have a program that might help us.
Call your local extension agent. You're in Haines City. So what's that, Polk County?
That's Polk County.
Yeah, call the extension agent in Polk County, and they'll be able to help you out, Ivan. Sorry we got run out of time here, as we always do.
Tom and Joni, I want to say it's been an honor and a privilege to work with you throughout the years. Most of all, it's been fun. I've enjoyed every minute of it. Thank you for helping me and gardeners around the state and country to have better lawns and gardens. Thank you to everyone who called and texted today. Remember to join me next week for more Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. This is Florida.
Teresa, remember, it is your program. You're going to do a great job. We're proud of you.
Thank you so much, Tom. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment. See you next week.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.